League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Imagine your husband's face when you walk into a room and say to him, "We need a safe word."
He's like, "Wait a minute. Are we going to be expanding upon this relationship in ways that we have never experimented before?"
Nope. Not even close.
Okay, what happened?
So I guess code word is probably a more broad term to use. And having code / safe words with your family is nothing new. They say that you should have code words with your kids so they could signal if something is wrong.
Yeah.
So for example, if your tween is at a friend's house and they feel uncomfortable or they're bored or whatever, they want to come home, they can call you or text you a word so you know that something's up and you need to intervene and get them out of the situation.
Right, without them having to be the person, the face for it.
Right. Actually, I just read this article about having an emoji code, too, so that if your teen texts you a certain emoji, you know that you need to intervene, like a robotic arm, like pick a really weird one that you wouldn't normally send.
Okay, something random.
Yeah,
that makes sense. That way, if somebody's holding them against their will, they won't actually interpret that to be something that is, you know, letting the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, but this
maybe
is
a cat in a bag.
Right. But this is different. Now, parents, you probably know this feeling. I know I do. When your kids have pushed you too far and you start losing your cool, like you start losing your cool in a way that's not good.
Not constructive.
Right. This is when you've taken it too far. I mean, we've all been in this position. This is me explaining what a safe word with my husband would be in these situations.
As Dakota is screaming in the background, what do you think our safe word should be with the kids so that if one of us is having a really rough time and we're losing our minds, we know just to walk out?
What's a safe word?
A word that you'll use, like right now we asked Dakota to be quiet 7,000 times, so I can either go in there and start screaming, and if I'm screaming in there, you can walk in and say this word, and I know that I need to remove myself from the situation because I'm taking it too far.
Okay, that's a good explanation.
Yeah,
right?
What'd you come up with? Because here's the thing is I'm just worried that if I'm not using these words all the time, I'm going to forget them.
Yeah. Paul's not on board, so this was his recommendation for what the word should be.
Anna, calm down.
No, it has to be like a word that they don't know, so they don't understand what's happening.
Your bananas.
That's what you're going to say? Bananas? It's ridiculous.
No.
I was thinking something along the lines of magnificent.
What?
Yeah, we didn't come up with one.
You just walk into the other room and say magnificent and then
magnificent. And then I would just turn around and walk out. Now, normally when this happens, he'll come in and be like, "Look what you did to your mother." Like that'll be like his response
to what's
going on.
Right, he's putting it on them.
Right. So I don't think having that code word is bad because sometimes you snap. You know? Actually, this is a terrible story to share, but a few weeks ago, I was on my laptop. Hayden, my teenager, was right on top of me. And then here comes Dakota, my six-year-old, and she starts hitting her.
And you're trying to work.
And I'm trying to do my work.
Yeah.
You know, and Hayden is literally on top of me. Dakota's punching her. And I'm like, "Stop hitting your sister. Stop hitting your sister. Stop hitting your sister." And after the sixth time, I just snapped.
Right.
I was like,
blacked out.
I got up. I'm like, "Guys!" And I just lost my mind.
I mean, guys, Hayden wasn't even doing anything. She was sitting there.
In that situation, she did not deserve the brunt of my anger. Paul goes, because we have cameras inside our house, he pulls up the video footage to show the girls exactly when mommy loses her mind and counts how many times. So in that situation,
it's a lesson.
Maybe if he walked in and said magnificent, I would realize, okay, take a deep breath, remove yourself from the situation.
Maybe you could always watch yourself on television and then you would know.
Like when I watched the video, I'm like, that's not pretty. That's not a pretty mom moment. I would have liked if somebody walked in and told me to say magnificent and have me walk out.
Everybody has videos like
this. Oh,
those.
Gosh.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.